welcome back to the Light Side Podcast. My name is Shola. I'm your host, and I'm so excited to get into today's topic on the fear of rejection. I think this has to be one of the biggest things that tends to hold us back in our life journey and the things we do and the things we don't do. I see this play out so much. And for so many of us, it has such a big control over us and how we live our lives and our potential and the gifts that we have and whether or not we choose to share our gifts, the signature that is who we are. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. That's a quote by Michael Jordan. It's so powerful, and it's just a huge testament as to why we have to keep trying and why it's so important for us to change the meaning of rejection and how it defines our life. And so in today's episode, we're going to deep dive into this topic and how we can change our relationship with rejection and make some pivotal mindset shifts about how we perceive it and how changing our perception and our relationship with rejection can ultimately change our life. This is something that I'm fully certain that most of us, if not all of us, grapple with in different areas of our lives. And so while I've been reading the book Worthy recently, if you follow me on Instagram, you see me share a post about it, that it would be a great episode to bring to you. Like this quote I just shared is directly from the book. And it's true, right? The people who succeed the most are the same people who fail the most because they're the same ones who try the most. Whew, this quote also comes from the book, and I love it so much. It really shifted my perspective on rejection even more recently. I already create a lot of content and post a lot about the fear of rejection. It's something I've learned to deal with and have strategies to deal with it through my coaching school, but also just as a human being dealing with the same types of issues every single one of us does. And I've been able to help my clients with this in rewiring the way we perceive rejection and how it can truly empower us and change how we show up every single day. There's so much we can do. Consider this question. I think it's one of those questions of a lifetime, right? Like, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail, right? Like, now add on to that, what would you do if you had absolutely no fear of failure or rejection? I think it's good to like start with where rejection stems from. So the thing is rejection has served us for thousands and thousands of years. It's our natural response to avoid pain as human beings. It's been a survival mechanism. And really, our brain works overtime to keep us safe and in our comfort zone. And it will do whatever it can for us to avoid pain and ultimately, as a result, resist the things that we want and the experiences we want to have by keeping us safe. And so unintentionally, what we do, I guess subconsciously, what we do is we keep ourselves safe by playing small, by avoiding potential pain, because that's what we've associated with rejection. We've associated rejection with pain. We can change that through what we associate with rejection. And that's what I'm referring to as how we will redefine rejection. And it's also important to consider that our fear of rejection has psychologically been developed as well, right? From our early childhood, our attachment style determines how we deal with rejection or how we even approach it. So we talked about this on episode 15 of the podcast on the various attachment styles. If you haven't listened to it already, that's a good one to listen to as well. But ultimately, insecure attachment styles or like avoidant attachment styles tend to shy away from rejection, whereas secure attachment styles have an easier tendency of dealing with it or can navigate it a lot easier. So the fear of rejection is really deep-rooted And I love how Eckhart Tolle talks about it. He talks about the pain body and how so much of our lives is controlled by fear. When fear controls our lives, a lot of times it derails our lives because we become so engrossed with things outside of our control and we allow fear to basically hinder our ability to reach for more, to do what we are here to do because we're afraid of what ifs. And again, as Eckhart Tolle puts it, he says, fear thrives on fear. And it's true, our pain body, like seeking out more pain, it's just like that part of our existence, like it's a part of our ego, doesn't want to diminish itself. It's like it wants more pain. It wants more fear. It's like that's how it gains more power, is through the pain, through the fear that it continues to want to feed itself. And that's why it takes so much deliberate and conscious intention to choose differently, to flip the negative self-talk, the talk that isn't serving us, to ones that are, because we have to combat that pain body that is so powerful and is so leaning towards fear and negativity. And that's why we tend to live in a society which feeds us more fear, right? Like the news just feeds us more fear. There is so much division in society because governments have control over us through inducing more fear in us. And so when we function from a place of fear is when we are playing small, playing it safe. And it's understandable that our comfort zone is our safe space and it's safer to just like, you know, live in that realm. But when we consider how much it diminishes our light, how much it diminishes our joy, how much it really reduces the experiences that we could be having, what we were here to do, what we are here to do. And so fear really thrives on us being engrossed with things outside of our control, whereas what's within our control is our perception, right? It's our mindset, the things that we think, the things that we can do, the habits that we can embody, how we shift the thoughts that aren't serving us. What's within our control is the words we choose to say to ourselves, the habits, what we choose to do about what we think, and so forth. That's within our control. And that's the beauty of our human existence, is that we have been given fear and we have been given love. We can choose to function and to pursue from joy, which is of love, which is of expansion, or we can choose fear, which not only disempowers us, but when we choose fear, it's what shrinks us. It makes us smaller. It is a contraction versus the expansion that we could be experiencing. And so knowing that everyone deals with the fear of rejection, that everyone has this fear/pain body that we have to live with, what differentiates our experience and the mark that we can have in this lifetime is how we respond to that fear. Our ability to reframe and redefine it, that will differentiate our experience here. The way fear plays out in our everyday lives is, I mean, and it's so significant and it has such a vast impact. And I truly believe that it is one, if not one of the biggest reasons people get stuck and stay stuck. It really impacts us in terms of relationships, the people we choose to date or the partners that we choose. It prevents us from getting close to friends or opening up, being vulnerable to people in our lives. It stops us from showing our authenticity, who we truly are. It stops us from growing in our careers, maybe avoiding opportunities altogether. I see this so much where people don't even take that step because they're just afraid of the rejection in of itself. It's a huge form of self-sabotage because we undermine our abilities, the success that we could have, and we avoid opportunities altogether. We don't show up like who we truly are as our authentic selves. We may avoid showing up online because We're afraid of not getting likes, comments, or shares. There's just so many ways that we fear rejection, and that could be through the absence of validation from others, which then plays out in so many ways because we miss opportunities. We miss the chance to help or impact people positively. We miss the chance of making a difference in someone's life because we were afraid to just even take the step. We miss out on potential income streams, or we miss the chance of being in a happy relationship. We miss the chance of experiencing expansive connections or even vacations. We miss out on going and doing things with people that could have a significant impact on our lives because we're afraid that they may reject us. But a lot of what I just said comes down to how we feel about rejection, what we believe rejection says about us, what we choose to associate with being rejected. And so I want to talk about this next. Like, what are meanings that you give to rejection? Do you associate being rejected with not being good enough? Is it just not being enough in any capacity? Maybe it's not being pretty enough, smart enough, funny enough, creative enough, whatever meaning you're giving that. Our goal with this conversation is to change that, is to change that meaning. And by doing so, changing how it impacts you and your life. I think this is just so freaking powerful. So let's get into it. Rejection doesn't have to offend you. It doesn't have to be personal at all. It really doesn't have to mean that you're not enough or that you're not likable or that you're not good enough or whatever enough it is for you. It doesn't have to mean that. We can change that through the meaning we can give it instead. It can actually be seen as a token of your bravery. Like, the next time you're rejected, remind yourself, I'm one of the brave ones to go for it. Jamie Curran Lima says this in her book, Worthy, along with a quote I shared from her on my Instagram last week. She says, to think of it like, I haven't been rejected. My creator hid my value from them because they're not assigned to my destiny. That is so powerful. And I don't view that as a false truth, right? Like, whenever we look back at how things turned out, places where you were rejected, think of relationships that didn't work out. Think of jobs that you didn't get, but instead where you ended up, and notice how it all makes sense, how it all adds up. Like, I can share examples on this and I can, and I'll save that towards the end, but I want to share different meanings that you can apply to this. We've talked about this on other episodes where we've reframed rejection as redirection and protection. I share a lot of content on the fear of rejection and reframing it, like situations that you felt rejected and how we can reframe them. For instance, taking a no as not an end of story, but as a sign from the universe that it's a not now, not in this moment, or that I have something better for you. For instance, remembering that rejection is redirection, it's pointing me to something better. It's remembering that every time a door closes, another door has just opened. I don't think that's just a cliche quote. I see it as actually something that has truly played out for me. Like, I remember when I was trying to go to school in California, like UCLA, and I remember that when it didn't work out, it played out so much better for me. I ended up having so many experiences that I never would have. And I still remember when I got my internship at Goldman Sachs, I remember thinking, wow, I don't think I would have gotten this had I gone to UCLA. Like, it was such a unique opportunity that opened up for me, given that I was only a sophomore and I hadn't even started my junior year, that it just blew my mind that it worked out that way. Like I can think of relationships I've had in the past where I was so heartbroken over it not working out. And now that I see how things played out, like, thank goodness they didn't work out, because we truly were not compatible. We were not compatible. I was not being myself. I was being inauthentic. And so through being rejected, I was able to find what was truly for me. I was able to be better, a better version of myself. I was able to work on a better version of myself to show up as who I truly am instead of being what someone else wants me to be in order to be liked. And really, ultimately, that's a recipe for being miserable, and it's just not of alignment. And it's truly not being in alignment. I remember always wanting to be like manifesting and asking for God to help me be in flow with life. And these rejections were actually getting me in flow with life. Like, I didn't realize that at the time. At the time, it was like, okay, like, how much more can I be rejected? But through it all, I've learned that they actually were strengthening me. So that's the other mindset shift. Looking at rejection as it's helping me build resilience. It's giving me the strength to carry the future successes when they do happen. I think the knowledge that we get, like, think about it. Rejection, most of the time, actually, I want to say rejection always be a tool for our betterment, to help us become better. Because by being rejected, we try different methods. We pick up a new book. We train more. We try again. We try harder. And by doing so, we become better. It's inevitable. Just as anything else in life, the more we do something, the better we get at it. And so we can view rejection as a gift. And when we're willing to combine that gift with a belief and a knowing that only we do what we uniquely can do, and only we see what we see, only we feel what we feel and perceive and receive as inspiration, as a nudge, as an idea, then we become unstoppable. We can be unstoppable. We can be in flow. We can be in that high vibe energy of receiving inspiration, of getting insight, of getting nudges, of pursuing our dreams and being excited about pursuing it and continuing to do so, because we changed our relationship with rejection. We changed the meaning rejection had for us because we chose to see it differently. And that is how we perceive things. The meaning we give situations is within our control. So by reducing the impact that rejection has on you, by changing the definition of it to, instead of you thinking, oh, I've been rejected, that means I'm not enough, and thinking of it as, oh, there's something better for me. There's actually, like, thank you for that sign. You just showed me that I'm meant for more. I'm meant for something different. That's exciting. That's a nudge. You just were guided. Thank you for guiding me. That's the response, instead of like, oh, well, like, I'm not good enough because I didn't get X, Y, Z, because not enough people liked my post. If we change our relationship with how we feel about rejection or the outcome of things by reducing the pressure we attach to it, we can really change how we show up every single day. Most of the things we're afraid of approaching is because of our fear of rejection. And if we remember that it doesn't have to be a decision maker, like, it doesn't have to be a major altering, life-changing event, that either way, you'll continue. I think this is a really important point. It's important to remember that very few things dramatically impact your life or change your life. So, like, whether or not someone says yes when you ask them out, whether or not you get that promotion that you asked for, your life will go on, right? Like, the sun will rise again. And I don't mean this to, like, diminish the severity of how much things can hurt, right? But it's true that your life situation stays the same most of the time, right? Whether or not you get asked to join, I don't know, social club, or go out with a certain group of people, or get invited to a party, or again, if you ask someone out and they say no, like, whether or not you get that or not, it does not dramatically impact your life. And so stopping yourself from asking for a raise, for asking for a promotion, for asking someone out, if we can reduce the significance it has because it's not going to change your life as much as you think it's going to, then it reduces the pressure that we associate with it. And so thereby reducing the fear that we associate with rejection, and we can continue to show up for things that can really improve the way we experience life and our level of enjoyment of it. And so I want to share some actionable steps and behavioral changes that we can embody to overcome the fear of rejection. So whenever you notice something is not going the way you wanted and you get rejected, you experience rejection, just pause and notice if the dialogue in your mind is, I knew I wasn't enough, I wasn't good enough, or I knew this would happen. And instead of making it mean something negative about you, choose to consciously shift out of that, reduce the volume on that voice inside your head, and replace it with your new definition. It's important for us to create a definition for rejection that is positive. So whether that rejection definition is, oh, I'm brave, I was one of the brave ones to do it, whether that new definition is, oh, I'm more resilient, oh, this just means I get to get better, I get to try again differently. Give yourself a new definition and replace that voice, whatever you tell yourself, with that. And the more we do this, the more we believe it, the more it becomes a truth, a habit. And it really becomes not so much about thinking positively. It becomes a belief that really becomes your truth. So it goes from you deliberately shifting what you say to yourself about a rejection to it becoming a truth you believe about the rejection. And so then over time you become fearless about it. And so this is where mindset coaching can really benefit you and help you address and overcome the fear of rejection. What we do is we uncover our first experiences and instances that created or exacerbated the fears that you have about rejection, the fears that stop us from even trying. And what I do, the work I do, is help you dig deep on the events that have happened in the past. A lot of times they're from our early childhood where we learn what we learned and we release emotions attached to those experiences that have really created a hold over us. They control us by using emotional freedom technique, EFT, and we assign new meanings to them so that they don't control us. And I think it's super important to consider that a lot of times when these events have happened, our mind was perceiving the event as a younger version of you, right? And that younger version of you assigned a definition to that that should no longer have merit over your life. It really shouldn't have the control that it does. And a lot of times it does subconsciously without you even being aware of it. It's just how it's been programmed into your mind. And so now the older version of you, older you, wiser you, can redefine that and write that and tell yourself a different story that can empower you. Because there are always multiple perspectives when it comes to looking at an experience. Like even the darkest of experiences have happened for us as a lesson, as a blessing in disguise that helped us become stronger. They taught us something that helped us persevere and become a resilient, a smarter, wiser version of you today. And so you can really take your power back by doing a lot of this inner work, by reframing what is invisibly most of the time not serving you. And I can help you do that. So send me a message and I can send you the available packages I have, and we can get started with an initial conversation when you can share your story and we can see if this is something that can really benefit you before we even get started. So I just want to reiterate that you are worth giving yourself these mindset shifts, these reframes, to free yourself so that you can really live to your full potential, so that you can experience the joy, the love, the expansion that you're meant to experience in this lifetime, that you're not meant to be grappling with fear and living as a smaller version of who you really are and who you can be. And so share your thoughts, share your stories. What did you once fear that is so seamless and easy for you now? And I'm so curious, like, what helped you overcome it? Share it with us. And I just want to close with this. Remember that our mind tries to keep us safe through fear. And by using fear as your indicator that there is a barrier for us to break through, for us to overcome, we can do what we choose with that information, and we can use fear as our motivation to push through the resistance. And remember that every time you do experience rejection, that it's not the end. There's always more to unfold. Whether you get rejected or not is not an indication of your value or your worth. If anything, it's an indication that you were brave and that you tried. It's not rejection, it's redirection, it's protection. And what if it truly turns out better than you expected? Don't hinge so much impact to rejection, and it will reduce its severity on you and your life. Change the meaning of it, and it will change your life. Remembering that it's not happening to you, it's happening for you for a reason. Mute the volume on the negative stories your mind creates out of fear, because fear lives on fear. That rejection has nothing to do with you, your value, or your worth. It just proves you're one of the bold ones, as Jamie Kerlima puts it. So don't allow it to penetrate your worth. I want to encourage you to do this exercise. Take a pen and paper, open your notes on your phone, and begin to brain dump what rejection means to you and what it has meant to you up to this day. And begin to redefine it, begin to reframe it, and change what it means to you. Because your relationship with rejection will define the quality of your life experience, because rejection is just part of life. It's inevitable in a lot of situations. Like, people have choices, and so it's 50-50. It's either a yes or a no. And your ability to redefine it, to change it, to have a positive meaning for you, that's all in your hands. That's in your control. And so you can redefine what it means to you and really free yourself to unlimited potential to do the things that you really wish and would love to do. Because ultimately, no one can promise that you won't be rejected, but you can change how you feel about rejection. You can change your relationship with it so that it doesn't faze you, so that you take it as, oh, I'm just going to get better. Oh, I'm just going to try again. It's not if, it's when. That's a famous quote. Who you are and your worth, your value, is not determined by any rejection that you'll experience. That it is just a part of our process. It's a part of strengthening us. It's a part of helping us grow and evolve and become this greater, better version of ourselves. And it's really a tool. It's a vessel for our growth. And so I hope that this episode inspires you to take a leap, to do whatever it is that you've been wanting to do that you have not done because the fear of rejection has been holding you back. Whether that fear of rejection is showing up in you not posting that reel you want to post, it's stopping you from showing your face online. Like, I actually just remembered the story, one of the stories I wanted to share for a very, very long time. My whole fear of rejection was showing who I was on my Instagram. When I first started my Instagram in 2016, I mean, I had various versions of Instagram because I love photography and I love writing. So I started with like a sunsets, chasing sunsets account, which was really pretty sunset shots I had taken over the years. But I then changed it to a poetry account. And for many, many years, actually until 2022, from 2016 to 2022, I did not show my face on social media because I had a fear of being seen, which really stemmed from a fear of being rejected. And so there's just so many ways that rejection can control our lives. And truly, what I've noticed over the years of creating content and showing up online, it's by being authentic and showing who I am, showing my face, that people relate to me, that people can connect with me. And so what I was resisting because of my fear of rejection is now one of my greatest sources of joy. I love creating content and sharing it with you guys. This really plays out in so many ways in our lives. Maybe you're afraid of rejection and so you're not opening your dating apps. Maybe it's like resuming going on Hinge or Bumble or whatever it is, because look, the worst case scenario is you get a no and you try again. But that's the thing. It's giving you this opportunity, this vehicle to try again and to be one of the bold ones, to be one of the brave ones. And so whether you're going to start writing today, whether you start a podcast, whether you start painting, whether you start, I don't know, whether you ask your boss for a raise, whether you ask for the role that you think you would be good at, but you're afraid of raising it because you think, oh, they should offer it to me because they should see my value, or you're afraid of, you know, the rejection that you might hear, oh, the embarrassment if they say no. Look, those are all definitions that you're giving rejection. It doesn't have to mean that. It doesn't have to mean anything about who you are and your worth and the value that you add. It just means that you'll learn from it, that you'll experience from it. And so I hope whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's starting a business, talking to someone you've been really wanting to talk to, but you've been afraid, maybe it's someone at work, maybe whatever it is, whether it's showing up online or applying to work at a job you've been wanting to, remember, it will not define who you are. It won't change your life dramatically. If you get rejected, it's a thank you. Thank you for showing me I'm ready for something different, that I'm ready for something even more, something bigger, something better. And see what happens. See what unravels. I'm so excited to hear your stories. Send me a message on Instagram, on email, whatever you prefer. I love hearing from you guys. Let me know if this episode was helpful. If you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me there. I do create polls and ask you guys for your opinion, feedback on the episodes I should create. And so I'm excited to hear more and more from you guys. I love you and I'm so happy and grateful that you're here. I just appreciate you so much. Until next time, sending you tons of love.